There were a set of groups now here on Sunday morning who summarized our data sources, and they're going to talk about that right now.
So before we hear from you, those of you who won't be with us till 12:30, we want to give you a chance to bring your voice present. And I'm going to wait until I have sufficient quiet. So,
thank you.
So I need you to, what, do they say sit down and shut up in the newsroom? Is that? I'm learning new skills. Okay, so for those of you who need to leave before 12:30, we want your voices in the room, and in the same pattern of being crisp, I'm going to ask you each to speak to whatever you need to say to feel complete, and do it in a word, a phrase, or at most a sentence. Okay? So, reach out. I'm just going to come around the circle and reach out for the mic, and I'll give it to you if you're someone leaving early.
I've had a great time. Thank you all, and looking forward to the next time.
For me, it's just been a real affirmation in the need, the urgent need to earn audiences' attention and trust.
Thanks. It's been a real pleasure, and it's been wonderful as a non-journalist, but trying to work with and support journalists and communities to be welcomed into this conversation. Thank you.
I just want to thank Peggy and Andrew for the invitation for me to come, and it was a pleasant surprise that I actually learned a few things.
I want to thank Steve and Scylla for inviting me. I was very happy to come. This was mind-blowing.
I'm very appreciative and full of gratitude for everyone in the room for being so open as you were, and I will take that with me going forward.
I feel that I truly deserve to be here, and it's been wonderful meeting all of you. Thank you, Andrew, Regina, for having me here. And of course, Peggy, and for all your hard work. Thank you.
Thank you for having us here. I am walking away with a lot of concrete ideas, and I'm actually leaving early because I'm heading on 2 weeks of reporting, and I want to take some time this afternoon to do some of this work for my own organization so I can bring it back to them.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This was a splendid experience. I listened so much. Some of it was stinging, some of it was soothing, but it was, I think it all, I worry about my profession every day of my life because I love it so much. After hearing you all talk, I'm a little less worried.
Just feeling a little changed, feeling really excited about my own projects and all of the projects that everyone's working on in the room. A lot of energy put into what I'm working on, and I'm really happy I got a chance to share my own energy with everyone else's projects. I'm really thankful to Michelle and Andrew for inviting me multiple times to be here. And I'm really glad I came.
So I came without knowing what to expect from this event, but I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to know how news are produced from inside, because I'm a grad student, so I know how they are produced, but from outside. So seeing that you really care for the communities and that you're trying to rebuild this trust is it's very nice.
That's it. One other housekeeping note. We were going to take a break, but you know what? We're on deadline. So take care of your physical needs, food, water, in or out, and we will keep moving as a group, which I suspect is a lot like newsrooms. So I'm actually going to suggest we do this in it's a different sequence than written up there. The graphic record goes across everything. So how about we start with that group? And again, we'll hear what they say, go, maybe make some notes to ourselves, or does it make sense to tweet feedback?
Absolutely.
No. Do what you want with your feedback. We'll figure out something for it.
So we started by kind of just building a word cloud.
Sorry. I don't want your process. I want the result.
So, okay. You're getting better, Peggy.
So our NutGraph is, we actually have the tools necessary, listening, collaborating, dialogue, reconciling, to engage communities and ourselves.
Cool. Actually, you did. You know what? I'll break from it. How about at least some applause for each of you? I think we'll do student notes last because it's an interesting counterpoint. So let's start at the beginning and end. A lot of this is all the way across. Who wants to go next?
We had one of the groups of session notes. And in addition to a long list of things we think people want to talk about, we came up with these two main points. Our community members want to have a tribe without wondering if we're welcome in the clubhouse. And that needs to involve having enthusiastic conveners. And also we want deep need for remote colleagues and collaboration partners to share resources, strategies, solutions, and values.
Gather.
Who's next?
We need to remember this feeling of belonging and to know we're not alone. Because we feel a burning passion and an ethical obligation to bring this work into the world. We need to stay connected in a way that allows all of our voices to matter and offers a clear, practical way to ask for support.
That was those notes and the postcards. Early notes.
And just out of curiosity, did you see any shifts from the beginning to the end?
This was personal, that was theoretical. So we moved from the theoretical to the personal.
Isn't that interesting?
So this is the Twitter?
Yeah, and I think this was the one of the tougher ones because we realized the data that we had tells us some things, but not necessarily all the questions that we had. So the people in this room, so one of the things, 130 attendees, 238 tweeters, 1,603 tweets reached 1.2 million people, 6.4 million impressions. So just for the numbers. The people in this room are influential in their own communities and spiked the use of the hashtag in places around the world, more people than here, likely. We mostly tweeted and interacted in the AM and at dinner. During the day, we were engaged. This feels different than a traditional conference where most of the tweeting would happen during presentations and keynotes. We want to share, focus on communities that are unheard, and the value of leaving our comfort, we value leaving our comfort zones. We found powerful visuals here, that we are visual learners as well, and the challenge as well as the importance of the work we do. And shout out to at JGKSFI, at Ashley Alvarado, and at March Twisdale, and at Black Amazon.
Top tweeters.
We did journalism as a byproduct of community. This community needs to put on its oxygen mask first. We were session notes too. Sorry. To do this, we need a shared narrative, access to best practices and resources. We need support for creation and sustainability, and to recognize the influence of money in our work. We need to invite and embrace the full range of our experiences.
We were plenary. And I have to apologize, this is an alt-weekly nut graph, not a radio or daily newspaper nut graph, but this is the smith of all of our words. Our community of practice is seeking guidance and mutual support to elevate engagement in their work, and seeking business models that allow us to pursue our mission sustainably. Members of our community recognize the limitations of their own skill sets and are seeking ways to enlist the public in serving the public's needs. Journalists are seeking strategies and practices to help them develop new skills, build new teams. They face institutional constraints, and many are trying to determine whether to continue working within old institutions or whether it's necessary to find or build new institutions to accomplish their goals. Members of our community face their own fears, recognizing that fear, conflict, and vulnerability may be constructive. Some of that fear is built around financial necessity. We recognize that financial sustainability is tied to the trust we believe engagement can help us build with the public, and that providing something genuinely useful and of value to community, something that sustains communities rather than trying to sell people content they don't want, is deeply connected to the business models that will sustain our work. We are trying to move from debate to dialogue, and our community of practice needs to maintain a sense of urgency that what we are doing now needs to change, because journalism is causing harm and our civic institutions are in jeopardy.
So, which group were you?
Plenary.
That were the plenary notes. Okay, so you need to get it on a flip chart. Good luck. I think, yes, we did. So we're it. So this will be an interesting.
Quickly, too, I want to say, at the Hackinger Report, we love collaboration. If you're doing anything education-related or youth voice-related, please reach out to me. I'd love to talk. I'm saying that because I have to leave really soon. Okay. This was the student notes, which was an incredible collection of everything that was said, and here we go. In their role as public servants and working in collaboration with their communities and with each other, journalists must employ listening and storytelling to engage with the world. It will take dedication and passion to give our work the meaning, purpose, and expression required to create a stronger democracy. Success will mean creating unity rather than division and projecting a positive image of our future.
How about a round of applause for all of us? I mean, you did this. It's pretty extraordinary work. And I'm wondering if we have two or three people who would be willing to take these. There's a manifesto or there's a piece here, a statement from the conference here. And are there two or three volunteers who would be willing to take this raw material and turn it into... So Joy's on point. Who wants to work with her?
Me.
Okay. Good. So, Kyle, Michelle, and
March.
Hey, March.
Hi.
I've been seeing you on Twitter. Steve. Cool. All right.
Even March will join.
So, I'm going to give you the instructions for the next task. Have you form your groups for it. Yet again, a very tight deadline. And if you want to take a health break during this, so by all means. Because we're about to do something that newsrooms don't usually do, news organizations don't usually do. And as I mentioned when I described it earlier, is I think this puts us on a path of perhaps generative journalism, because I want to invite the aspects of the story that defy words. The things that just, words are not enough. The metaphors, the images, the feelings, the thing that cannot be named. And we're going to do that using the high-tech tool of Plato. Or other related kinds of creative tools. So the groups, I just felt the temperature in the room get icier. I recognize this is a leap of faith, and so I'm asking you to go on this particular journey with me. It's, trust me, it will not be very long. You'll have a very short deadline for this one. But imagine it is 2020, and this community of practice is humming. It is absolutely thriving. It is spreading like wildfire and changing the way stories are done and the relationship between the people who have that as a profession with the communities they serve. It's everything that you imagined it would be to make that happen. And you're going to create it in Plato, or as a skit, or in art, but some kind of creative expression of it. And part of the reason is the social sciences is we move towards what we can imagine, and the more we embody it, the more we are equipped to create it. So that's the why, and it gets us out of our rational minds. So we want to end up in groups of six people. And our thought for forming these groups is that they be as diverse in every way as possible. So, you know, people from your different groups here, different ages, different races, different culture, different geographies, and self-organize into those groups of six. Okay? Once you know who your group is, we've got the Play-Doh up there. I'll put markers on the table. Grab a flip chart. We'll pull these pages off so that we have them. Grab a piece of the room, and once your group is formed, you will have 10 minutes to create your vision. Okay, and that's because you've had 2.5 days. Of being ready for this task. Everything that we've been doing, including what you just created, has prepared you for this point. So this time, before you break into your groups, is the task clear? Great. Find your partners, find five buddies.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I just came to you as a starter.
Thank you.